response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Darusha Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Today we are talking spirits, we're talking whiskey, we're talking wild turkey, because our guest is in from originally from bourbon country here in the Tennessee-Kentucky area. Joanne Street is a wild turkey brand ambassador, which sounds like a dream job, Joanne. Like, I'm very jealous of this. It's not bad, right?
I can't complain. I get to travel the country and drink good whiskey with great people, and really nothing terrible about my day-to-day.
It's pretty good. You talk Wild Turkey, you talk Russell's Reserve, among other brands, but you've got a connection. You're part of the family, because that's what I think part of what is special about bourbon and about especially your American craft spirits is the fact that these are real people. Like, you see, well, most of them are, the names on these labels. But when you see the Russell's Reserve, which is my favorite bourbon, to be honest, but that is your uncle and grandfather, right?
It is, yeah. So I was born and raised down in Tennessee, but as my uncle gives me a good hard time about, made my way up to Kentucky, where we make the good bourbon. And I've been working with the brand for a little over 11 years, but my grandfather, Mr. Jimmy Russell, has been working at Wild Turkey for 72 years. He is the longest tenured master distiller in the spirit's history. My uncle is actually celebrating his 45th anniversary at Wild Turkey this past June. And I also got a cousin that works in the industry as well. So a little bit of a family affair we got going on down at Wild Turkey.
Did you, I mean, growing up around it and having it as part of your family, did you, I mean, so many people in the food industry or spirits industry, you're exposed at a young age and you sort of rebel a little bit, like, I don't know, is that the life for me? But there's something that sort of draws you back in. Was that your scenario, or were you always attracted to it?
A little bit of a different story for me compared to my cousin Bruce, who actually grew up in Kentucky. I think it was almost a shoe-in that, you know, you don't have to be at the distillery, but you know, it might be a good idea to show up. Growing up in Tennessee, I spent summers in Kentucky, and I really had the option to go to work at the distillery. And little did I know, when I went to work that very first day, I saw a different side of my family, different side of my grandfather and my uncle, in a way that they just talked, and the passion and the love that they had for this brand was something that I truly had never seen at home, because my grandmother, like most do a good job of making sure work's left at the door.
Yeah. How interesting, right, to see your family in that different... in that different angle. Any of us who've gone to work with our parents, for example, you sometimes see, like, oh, I didn't know mom was such a badass, right? Like, it's, there is a cool, different side of your parents you see.
Absolutely. And I think when I went to work that day, I saw a side of not only my grandfather, but also my uncle, and the excitement and the passion that they had to really bring people into our brand. We almost say, you know, he was holding church or holding court at our visitor center down in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. But the way that he brings people in, that makes it feel almost relatable. He's always curious. What's the story that brought you to our brand? What's that nostalgic factor that brought you to bourbon? What is that one story that you have about maybe the holiday or the first time you had a whiskey? And getting to really take a step back and kind of indulge yourself into those stories and those memories, it's quite enticing, and it kind of sucks you in a way that you never want to step away.
Joanne Street is with us. We're talking bourbon. You know, all wine, spirits, beer, everything in America is having sort of this moment of, like, all right, what's the future going to be? Bourbon went so crazy. What is your sense? You know, you're a younger drinker. What is your sense as to kind of how bourbon fits in to where this generation is going to want to celebrate and want to drink?
Absolutely. I think right now, more than anything, nostalgia is such a big factor of the world that we live in. We're so curious about what life was like 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I think bourbon really kind of took off first post 9/11. And we really came together as a country. And I think now more than ever, we're still seeing that. We're coming together as a country, whether that be because of the World Cup here or whatever may be going on in the world. It's a sense of pride of being the only native spirit to the U.S. And we take a lot of joy in being able to bring that to our everyday consumer.
That kind of American nostalgia story, I think it is interesting. We used to, like, you didn't really know that much about this stuff. And, like, today, like, the hardcore bourbon nerds, like, they know everything about this stuff. But then you have the more casual people who are just out looking to have a good time and a good drink, right?
Yeah, I think there's a sense of curiosity right now as well as we broaden our horizons and our knowledge on the spirits category as a whole, not only just bourbon, but whatever spirit you may be enjoying along the way. And I think that curiosity really brings a sense of, you know, intrigueness, if that's a word, I guess I could say, I promise I haven't had a sip of bourbon yet. I promise. But it brings that kind of sense of curiosity from that younger generation. But the beautiful thing about what we do at Wild Turkey is I think that we have something for everyone in the portfolio, whether that be someone who learned to love Wild Turkey from their grandfather, or their uncle, or their grandmother, or someone who's just stepping into the category and looking for a great whiskey to enjoy by itself or in a cocktail. I think we hit every aspect of that spectrum when it comes to that Wild Turkey consumer.
Wild Turkey 101 is like my go-to whenever I'm like out of town or wherever and I don't know like where a good liquor store is. You're like, you can find it everywhere. It's reliable. It's delicious. It's affordable. But you guys have been launching a bunch of different expressions as well, right? Like, tell me about this. I'm holding an 8-year Wild Turkey 101.
Absolutely. So actually, Wild Turkey 8-year age stated 101 was the very first product to ever hit the market back in 1942. And we maintained that age statement up until the 90s. And then as the bourbon category continued to grow, when we started to see this expansion out of Japan and Australia and more so into the U.S. consumer, we realized that we needed to continue to broaden the horizons of our portfolio. So today, your standard Wild Turkey 101 is typically a 6 to 8-year-old age statement. But what built us, what continues to build us as a company, is that 8-year 101. So we decided to bring that age statement back a few years ago in honor of Jimmy's 70th anniversary. And we've now made it a mainstay in our portfolio for our everyday whiskey consumer.
You've got this special bottle, too, that you brought in. This is a gold foil edition. What a unbelievable display and container. What's this guy?
This one is for the whiskey nerds and just Wild Turkey nostalgic lovers alike. This is actually my cousin Bruce Russell, third generation blender at Wild Turkey's first solo release with the brand. And it's paying kind of homage to a lot of the things that we love that Jimmy was making back in the 70s and the 80s. And cheesy gold foil for my whiskey nerds out there. Definitely know what I'm talking about. One of our most sought after bottles. Originally was 12 years old at 101 proof. But lucky for you all, we had a little bit of older whiskey in the mix. So the age statement on this one is going to be right at 16 years old and right around 120 proof.
All right, Joanne, can you stand by through the break? I want to ask you just like, what is your job like? Like, you're here in the Twin Cities, you're going to be visiting some liquor stores. So I want to know, like, what is the job of a brand ambassador? Sounds pretty good. Drive time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats. We'll be back in just a minute here on CCO.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Continental Diamond Time Check right now is 454, locally owned. It is where I go to find luxury pre-owned timepieces. Amazing selection. If you're looking for something, they got you. If you have a watch you want to sell, get to ContinentalDiamond.com. They're in St. Louis Park. We are visiting with Joanne Streep. She is a brand ambassador for the Campari Group, which you do American whiskey. So you talk Russell's Reserve, you talk Wild Turkey, among others. Joanne, here in the Twin Cities, you have a full schedule, right? Visiting a bunch of liquor stores. That's sort of the job, right? Talking to the consumer, talking to the retailers also.
Yeah, Yeah, a little bit of everything. I talk to the consumer. I talk to the retailer. I talk to the bartender whenever you go enjoy your favorite cocktail. So my job is really focused in the education behind our brands and the marketing side of what we do at Wild Turkey, and really bringing those stories to life and the understanding of why we make whiskey the way that we do.
So tonight, Brian, people can see Joanne tonight at France 44, right? France 44.
France 44.
Oh, it's sold out. Too bad. Too bad. Well, go buy some whiskey. Texters are saying, one texter says, I love this lady, but I need to have some whiskey now.
Sounds like a great Tuesday problem.
Yeah, that is a good Tuesday.
It's a turkey
problem.
Tuesday, right?
I like that. Yeah. Very good. When you look at, I know one of the groups that you're meeting with in town here is the Minnesota Women Who Whiskey chapter. I've noticed over the last, especially the last 5 or 6 years, many more women coming forward who are, there used to be the stereotype, and I would see it. My wife loves whiskey, and the bartender would offer me whiskey and ask if she wanted vodka. And she was like, I am a manlier drinker than Jason. Like, are you seeing that trend, more women being bold about drinking brown liquor?
Absolutely. And I think it happened, many, many years before what we've seen in the last 5 to 10, for sure. But, there's nothing I love more than walking up to a bar and asking for a Wild Turkey neat and kind of getting that funny little look over to myself.
Right? It's pretty good. Well, Minnesota, we love bourbon. We love whiskey in this state because it's damn cold. And that's what we have to do.
You got
to
stay warm somehow. That's why we make it.
In our last 20 seconds, what went wrong with the U.S. in the World Cup yesterday? What happened?
Hot take. Well, I do know that you all should come visit us down in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky at our distillery. After you're done watching the World Cup the rest of the summer, we'd love to have you visit us down in Kentucky. So cheers, y'all. Have a great week.
It is a great experience to get down there and visit a distillery. It's a connection with America, really, I think. So especially on this Independence Day weekend. It's something that only we do. Really cool.
Still bummed about that loss last night, but I'll heal my wounds with a little whiskey.
It solves a lot of problems. Creates some others. You got to be cautious. Joanne, thank you. Really appreciate it. Wild Turkey is the spirit. Drive Time. Local news coming up.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.